Farm Paper, Chicago.
The Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax offer you more madly magiesical moments and merrily melodious music with Rico Martelli's orchestra, Hugh Studebaker, and Marion and Jim as those quaint quoters of quick quips, Fibber McGee and Molly. Martelli and his men give us an old favorite to start off with, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Wrap it up, Rico. Suggestion that has been helpful to a great many women. Wax your pantry shelves and cupboards with genuine Johnson's Wax. See how much cleaner they stay, and notice that dishes never stick to the shelves after they've had a coat of Johnson's Wax. Take any particular persuasion for Fibber McGee to take a few days' vacation from his efforts to find a job. He's enjoying his newfound leisure just visiting around. Here he is with Molly just entering the police station in the Wistful Vista Town Hall.
McGee, I don't know why you should be always dropping in at the firehouse or the dog pound or the police station when you could be improving your mind at the public library.
Boy, Chuck, that'd be kind of selfish, Molly. That way, I'd only be improving my own mind. Visiting around like I do, I can improve other people's.
Oh, yeah? You got a lot of brass button in on people like that.
Oh, well, shucks. This is a police station. They don't mind brass buttons. There. Oh. How are you, Sergeant Clancy?
Oh, pretty good, Fibber.
Clancy, me eye.
Sit on here, Mrs. McGee.
Okay. How's business today, Sarge? Any nice murders I could give you a hand with?
Well, we had kind of a crime wave this morning.
Yeah. Heavenly days, a crime wave.
Sure. Some guy was double parking in front of the bank. Oh, we worked up a nice case against him, too.
Yeah. Sure.
Say, he won't get out of it for less than $2.
Nice going, Sarge. See, Molly? Didn't I tell you?
Oh, quiet, McGee. Here comes somebody. Oh, look, it's Mr. Wilcox.
How do you do? May I see the manager?
What do you mean, the manager? This is the police department.
Police department? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it said polish department. Of course, I'm selling Johnson's Wax.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Harpo.
Why, hello there, Molly and Fibber. Say, officer, these people are good friends of mine. I want you to see that they get the best cells in the place.
Oh, yeah? We're just visiting, Mr. Wilcox.
Yeah, lay off the wisecracks, Harpo.
Well, I just thought we'd have a little
fun. Come on,
you. Well, for the...
Heavenly day, silly one.
Why, where'd you get the dog, silly?
Hi, ma'am. Hi, Miss McGee. Miss Wilcox. Hi, Miss Foley. Lay down at home.
Hey, what's the idea, Watson? You told me you was going to bring me a bloodhound.
What?
But that's no bloodhound.
Ain't it, boss? Then what is it?
Well, for heaven's sake, I don't know.
Yes, it ain't nobody know that. Why, I thought he might be a bloodhound, boss.
Where'd you get the dog, Phil?
He found me.
Looks like a show dog to me.
What show?
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Why do you call him Compass, silly?
Well, sir, he go round and round and points in all directions, and he never know where he is at. Get down here, Compass. I was going to name him Descendant, ma'am, only I didn't.
Descendant? Why Descendant?
On account of he got four paws, ma'am. That's a joke, ma'am. Please, ma'am.
Aye, Jolly, looks something like a police dog I used to have once over in Scotland Yard. Aye, Jolly, she was a beauty. I called her Bobby.
Bobby's a boy's name.
That was okay, Molly. She was an English bull. You get it, Molly? Bobby, English bull?
Ain't funny, me.
Okay.
Say, I never knew you was a police officer, Fibber.
Who, me? Why, shucks, yes. Yeah. I was in Scotland Yard so long, I begun to talk with a Scots burr.
Well, what was your specialty, Fibber?
Fingerprints.
Yeah.
Shucks, I could have used a hound like yours in them days, Phil. Is he a good tracker?
Yes, sir. He leave track every place, boss. Shut up, your Compass. Quit scratching yourself.
He may be a compass to you, silly, but he seems to be a few points off as a bloodhound.
There, Fibber. We just got some new police equipment, and I was looking it over.
Yeah.
Tear gas bums, handcuffs, straight jackets.
You know, I never could understand why they put a crook in a straight jacket.
Reminds me of the time I invented the McGee Protector. It was an ordinary man's vest with 15 thicknesses of chicken wire wove through it.
Chicken wire?
Yep, chicken wire.
I see. A bulletproof vest.
It ain't funny, Molly.
Look, see? They got this fingerprint stuff all new. New ink pad and cards and stuff.
Look at that, will you? My jolly, that makes me kind of homesick for old Scotland Yard.
Well, tell us, why did you leave the force, Fibber?
I had apartment arches.
What do you mean, apartment arches?
Flat feet.
I don't think fingerprints are any good, myself.
Why not?
Well, me uncle had a partner who had squandered with all the company's money and they never caught him.
Didn't they have his fingerprints?
Sure they had his prints, but it did them no good.
Why not?
The company changed hands.
Pipe down there.
Keep him quiet, Bill, or Clancy will pinch him for double barking.
Yes. Calling all police stations. Calling all police stations.
Oh, there's a message coming in, Mr. Clancy.
Listen.
Memphis Minnie, alias Katie the Cliff, wanted for shoplifting. Last seen in vicinity of Wistful Vista. Please detain and notify Chicago police. That's all. Station PPPD.
Katie the Cliff.
Shoplifter, huh?
Well, she ain't around here or we'd know it, I think.
Say, Sarge, what is this station PPPD?
Poo poopy do, Piggernut.
Better keep an eye out for her, Sarge. Say, whatever become old Mulligan?
Mulligan, the harness bull?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a private dick now.
He quit the force for private work, eh? Shucks, that's what I'd call going from badge to worse. Ain't funny, McGee.
Well, tell me, Sarge, what's that gadget over there on the table?
This hair thing?
Yes.
Oh, this is what they call a lie detector. You wrap this thing around your arm like this.
Here, try it on me, Sarge. Oh, I never did believe in these things.
Why should you? With you, it's an eye for a lie and a tooth for the truth. Let McGee take a few whacks at it.
Yes. Oh, and speaking of wax, let me tell you about Johnson's
Hi,
wax.
Paul. I'd better quit that stuff. Well, you'll get a chance to do some advertising later on.
That's a promise.
Go on, Mr. Clancy. Try the lie detector on McGee.
Okay. Well, you just take it.
Quiet here, Compass.
That dog ought to be in Trenton, New Jersey.
Why Trenton, Molly?
Well, he could sing the Barker roll from the jails of Hoffman.
Oh.
Ma'am, they say that this here Compass dog used to belong to them three Sobwell sisters, ma'am.
Well, I don't blame him for getting rid of him.
Yes, ma'am. They say he was barking up the wrong tree, old man. That's not a joke, please, ma'am.
Come on, Sarge. Try that there lie detector on to me, Sarge.
Okay. Now, look. Roll up your sleeve.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Now I'll wrap this thing around your biceps. Where are your biceps?
Oh, don't wear them in the wintertime.
Sure. And then you pump it up like this.
Oh, well, sure. It's just like taking his blood pressure, isn't it?
Sure. and every little beat of the heart registers on the graph here.
Well, I always heard the police was full of it.
Full of what?
Graph.
That rather quit kibitzing, will you? Go on, Sarge.
When you tell a lie, the needle jumps and makes a wider mark, see?
Oh.
Of course, on this hair machine, we got to fix so it rings a bell.
Well, doesn't the suspect hear the bell ringing?
Why, sure. That way he knows that we know he's lying, see? Watch now. Give the wrong answer, Fibber. What's your name?
Harpo Wilcox.
See?
Wonderful.
Hey, that's pretty cute, ain't it? I, jolly, I could have used one of them things when I was with the police in Pennsylvania.
Well, sure, it's the Pennsylvania police, Fibber?
Yep, in Pottsville. Peacock McGee, they called me in them days.
Oh,
Peacock McGee, the peerless paragon and perfect pistol performer, the Pottsville, Pennsylvania platoon of pavement pounders and the plainclothes protected patrol. Cut that dad red bell off, will you?
Yeah. Yeah. When was this, Fibber?
Well, sir, that was way back in 1894. Or no, 96 it was. No, it was 97.
But when it gets to 99, I'll take me profits and get out.
Yes, sir, I was working up around Buffalo then. About the time they had that there dry spell. Terrible drought it was.
Is that so?
Yes, sir. It was so dry that folks was suffering something terrible. The land was drying up. Folks was thirsty. There was no water power. Why, shucks, things was in a terrible shape. So they sent for me.
Hold that bill, Clancy.
Well, sir, I thought. And finally, I got an idea. Hang on to that bill.
Oh, I forgot it.
I ordered every dad-ratted citizen, man, woman, child, and dog.
Compass, if you all don't shut up, you...
Deal what?
You get real noisy, ma'am.
Well, go on, Pipper. You ordered all the citizens to do what?
I ordered the town vaccinated.
Evacuated.
That's what I said.
Oh.
I ordered everybody up onto a big hill outside of town, where they could look down onto the burnt grass and the ruined parks and stuff. Then what was I do but I sneaks up behind them with a truckload of tear gas bombs. Bam, 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 bam. I let them have the tear gas. Well, sir, they started weeping and crying, and tears rolled down their faces onto the ground. Flowers sprung up. Grass started to grow, and a terrific torrent of tears started tumbling down the hill and tearing into the valley, where it made a canal 20 foot deep and 363 miles long. Hang on to that bell. And it's there yet.
Well, that certainly was weird.
Absolutely uncanny.
Positively eerie.
That's what we called it. The Erie Canal. Hey!
Martelli and his men give us The Broken Record, with Charles LeVere voicing the vocals.
The song I heard on the phonograph, the needle caught on the broken half and kept playing and saying, my sweetheart, I kiss you, 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 I kiss you tonight. All at once I started to think of you, the things I'd wanted to say and do when we're dancing, romancing. The broken record played on, and then the broken record started again. My sweetheart, I love you, 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 I do. Oh, the tune sounds silly, I will agree. The words sound happy, but not to me. For there's no doubt it's the way I feel about you. My sweetheart, I love you, 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 I love you.
Oh, the tune sounds silly,
The words sound daffy, but there's no doubt it's the way I feel about you.
Now, before we go back to the Wistful Vista police station, I'd like to say a few words. No matter how polite your guests may be, the moment they step into your house, they can't help noticing the condition of your floors and furniture. Now, if you're a regular user of Johnson's Wax, your house will always have a well-kept, shining appearance. Johnson's Wax gives a rich, mellow polish that stands up under the hardest wear and sheds dust and dirt. Why, actually, only half as much dust collects on a Johnson wax surface as on an unwaxed surface. Now, whereas cheap interior polishes leave a soft, smeary coating that becomes a regular dirt catcher, Johnson's wax forms a gleaming shield of protection against dirt, scratches, and wear. Molly and Silly Watson are finding everything copacetic.
Wait a minute, please. There's a message coming in on the police picture.
Listen, does it say anything more about Johnson's wife?
That is hard for you, had you advertised. Now sit down for a while.
Go right ahead and talk if you want to, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, thanks, Molly. I'd finish.
Miss Clancy, boss.
What's the matter, Silly?
You all think you're going to be able to use compass, please?
What say, Phil?
I say, can y'all use it, the little hound dog, please?
Heavenly day, Silly. I don't believe that dog could find an elephant in a telephone booth.
I don't know, ma'am. I never tried him on that, ma'am. But if y'all don't want this little pup, boss, I'll
just
take
it. Isn't that trying to get this message?
What does it say, Mr. Clancy? Somebody offering a reward not to bring Silly's dog back?
No. Sullivan, Konofsky, Murphy, Swanson.
Did he say Johnson?
No, Swanson.
Delaney, Barbasetti. What to? Come here. Shake it up. Listen, boys. I just got a message on the ticker. Memphis Billy, an IS hated clip, wanted for shoplifting, is hiding off here in the White House on the corner of 14 and Oak Street. See? Chicago police want us to arrest and detain her for questioning. Sullivan, you and Konofsky take her to your door. Jump on it. Swanson and O'Toole, East Vindus, hurry up. Barbasetti and Delaney, the rest Vindus. Come on, Fibber.
Is she dangerous, Mr. Clancy?
No, but she's shifty. And we don't want her to slap her and slip away.
Can I bring this little hound dog, Miss Clancy, boss? We do real good on them little old lift choppers, boss.
Okay, yeah. Bring them along. Come on, Mrs. McGee. This'll be interesting. Come on, Harlow.
Heavenly days.
Is Minnie a blonde or a brunette, Sarge?
That ratted Harpo, what difference does that make?
Well, I like to pinch blondes there.
Oh, come on. Ain't funny, Harpo.
Come on, everybody. There's a squid car at the curb.
Okay. Come on, now, Chubby. Come on here, boy. You're going to be a real police dog now, boy. Come on. Be this squad car with Mr. McGee.
That ratted Silly, make that dog quit licking my face.
Yes, sir. Don't do that, Gumpus.
Are you comfortable there in the back seat, Mr. Wilcox?
Yes, I'm all right, but do you have to go so fast?
You betcha we do, Harp. Oh, this here's police business. Besides, what's your complaint?
Oh, nothing. I was just jouncing around quite a bit.
You better get them brakes fixed, Sarge.
Keep that pup quiet, silly.
Yeah, sir. Will you keep quiet, Compass?
I think I'll stay out here, McGee.
Well, sir, not me. No, sir. I'm going to be in at the pinch.
We'll have to be careful now. She may have a pistol.
Oh. Come to think of it, Molly, I better stay out here with you and see that you're all right.
Oh, come on, Fibber. You and Molly and Harlow, go on in and talk to her. We don't want to get in bad on a false arrest job, you know.
Me too, boss.
You too what, Till?
Me go along with Compass, boss. The gal might get away, and this little old dog, he might follow her, boss.
Okay, go ahead, Sylvie. Yes. Now, be diplomatic, Fibber. I'll be outside here, and if she makes a break, I'll grab her when she comes off. The other boys are covering their ear.
Come on, McGee. Come on, Mr. Wilcox.
Come on, you police dog.
Ring the doorbell, McGee.
I don't know. What if she comes after us with a knife or something?
Oh, heavenly days, McGee. And you an old policeman?
Oh, well, I was just thinking of you, Molly.
Shut up, hydrophobia.
Well, he wants somebody to think of him, too, please.
Ring the bell, McGee.
Okay.
Maybe there ain't nobody home, I hope.
Here she comes.
Yes, ma'am, I'm afraid so. I hope I can hold this little old dog.
Does he want to get at somebody, Sil?
No, sir, he won't run away, boss.
Well, what's the delegation?
Well,
I don't want no magazines, brushes, or hosiery. If it's a collection charity begins at home and I ain't got no.
Well, if
it's a census, you can look me up on who's who and here's how.
No,
it's Halloween, go and ring somebody else's bell. Now, what do you want?
Hi, Katie.
Hello, Minnie.
How do you do, ma'am?
Evening, ma'am.
Well, that's very nice. Now, if you'll all play the Blue Danube on your roller skates, I'd just love it. Hands great.
Just a mic there, sis.
Your foot out of the door, shrimp.
Stand back, sis. We're coming in.
Sure we are.
We're police officers.
Oh, yeah? Who's in charge, the dog?
No, ma'am. Compass, he just come along for the ride, ma'am. That's all.
Shut the door, Mr. Wilcox.
All right.
Well, now, ain't this cozy? What would you like in your tea, arsenic?
Shucks, we just want to talk to you, sis.
Where's your warrant?
Well,
we won't give none, ma'am. What'll we, boss?
We want a warrant, we'll get one. Here's my card, sis.
Say, this is a large card for the Elks. What do I want with this?
Nothing. Here, give it here. I just wanted your fingerprints on it. Here, Sil, take this down to the Bureau for identification and rush right back here.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Pretty clever, eh, Molly?
You're smarter than I thought, McGee. Which is no particular compliment.
Now then, sis, if them prints ain't good, we can get some more off the furniture.
Did you ever stop to think, madam, that fingerprints are easily wiped off furniture if you first give it a smooth, glossy coating of Johnson's
Harpo.
Wax? Oh, well, I was just pointing out that grime doesn't pay. Oh.
Get on with the third degree, McGee.
Yeah, but I ain't saying a word, see?
Where was you last night at 8:15?
I went to see Captain Blood.
Arf. Easy, ma'am. Remember, he's a bloodhound.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's see him bleed.
What was you doing last Sunday night at 7 o'clock?
What are you doing tomorrow night about 8 o'clock, baby?
Lay off. Well, I'm doing this.
Are you Minnie the Moocher?
Memphis Minnie, Molly.
Alias Winnie the Pooh.
Alias Katie the Clip.
Alias...
Well, alias, keep quiet a minute. Listen... I'm just a wife and girl, see, and I'm supporting a widowed mother. And...
Oh, shucks, never mind that, Falderall, sis. We got the goods on you. You might as well confess.
Oh, you want a confession?
Yeah. You got a pencil, Molly? Take this down. Now then, what's your name, my girl?
Rita Garbo, and I want to be alone, see?
Now, don't get smart.
Where do you live, dearie?
I live in San Francisco with my Aunt Nellie, but if you want to wait in the drawing room, I'll be home any minute. Oh, look, here comes the shadow.
Here you are, boss. Get him report on the fingerprints, boss.
Oh, that's fine.
Whose are they, Sil? Minnie's?
No, sir.
Whose then?
They're yours, boss.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Shall we sail our boats in the bathtub or something? Or shall we swap recipes for fudge cake?
Listen, sis.
Don't call me sis.
May I suggest that if you confess, it will go much easier with you?
If I thought you'd go any easier, buddy, I'd confess to burning Rome for the insurance.
Heavenly days, McGee.
Girl.
The girl is a real hard-boiled egg.
Listen, I'm so hard-boiled, I've been taken on 49 picnics. See, fat girl?
Fat girl? Well, you wouldn't fit in the flute yourself.
Looks like we'd have to take her in, Harpo.
Yeah.
Hold that there dog, Phil, so he won't spring at her.
Say, if he ever had a spring, it was never wound up.
Give me the handcuffs, Molly.
Here you are,
all
me.
Right, come on.
Stick out your hands, sis, and get into the handcuffs.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you cramp that constable, think you're going to take Memphis Minnie like a bag of laundry.
Hey, she turned out the lights. I can't see nothing. Turn them lights on.
Something's moving over there, McGee.
I got it.
Hold on, George.
Hold still, I tell you.
Hey, Fibber, let me take her.
Hey, Clancy, how'd you get in here?
I heard all the noise. All right, Minnie, you might as well give up.
I got her, Clancy. I got the handcuffs on her.
Well, so have I.
Have you got her, McGee?
You betcha. We both got her.
Now then, sis. Get up and behave yourself.
Turn the lights on, somebody.
Oh.
Well, I'll... Arf.
Well, for the... Hey, you handcuffed me, Clancy. You're crazy. You handcuffed me.
We've handcuffed each other.
Yeah, boss. Boss, look out the window. There goes Minnie with your little old squab car.
Fingerprints are all very well in their place, but no woman cares to collect fingerprints on her woodwork. So let me suggest that you wax your door frames and all other painted surfaces with genuine Johnson's wax and be freed from the embarrassment of having dirty finger smudges clinging to your woodwork. Johnson's wax spreads an invisible shield of protection over woodwork, furniture, and floors, seals the pores and cracks against dirt and germs, and wards off scratches and stains. By the way, it's very economical to order Johnson's wax in the larger sizes. Happy to announce the winner, Enrico Marcelli's contest for amateur songwriters. So many beautiful songs were found among the 10,000 manuscripts submitted that the judges had a difficult time selecting the winner. Finally, it was unanimously decided that the prize should go to Charles A. Reber, 589 Celeron Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for his song entitled The Old Kitchen Clock. Mr. Reber, for the past 7 years, has been employed as a full-time general utility man in Pittsburgh. A check for $100 will be sent to Mr. Reber from the sponsors of this program. Irving Berlin, Incorporated, will publish his song, and next Monday evening, Rico Marcelli will play a special arrangement of The Old Kitchen Clock on this program. An article by Marcelli of interest to all who entered this contest will appear in next Thursday's issue of Radio Guide. Until we see you next Monday at this same time, I'd like to take just a second to extend our best wishes to the California Retail Hardware Association, now in session at Hotel Casa del Rey at Santa Cruz, California. This is that old policeman, floor tenant Waxy Wilcox of the Kitchen Police, who won't try to arrest your attention with a fancy sign-off tonight, being just a plain clothes man. Good night.
Broadcasting Company.